Welcome to installment 233 of Sefer HaMitzvos in the Rambam. Today's portion we will cover positive commandment number 99, which is the commandments regulating a woman who is in Nida after she has had a menstrual period and before she has immersed in the mikveh. We've discussed this mitzvah, as well as the others in the previous few days, and the next few days, at other times in our portions of Sefer HaMitzvos. We are discussing them again, since we are now at a time where we are learning the section corresponding to the laws of Kelim in the Rambam's legal code. These laws dictate which sorts of vessels, which sorts of objects, are capable of becoming impure after contact with a source of impurity. Since there is no specific biblical commandment among the 613 specifically governing these laws, we are therefore learning the laws of all the aves hatumais, all sources of impurity, which are capable of making an object impure. The Rambam gave his general principle at the beginning of Hilchos Tara when he stated that an av hatuma, any source of impurity, which can make a human being impure, can also make an object impure. We therefore have been discussing all the laws of aves hatumeis, any source of impurity which can impurify an object. Today's commandment begins the four specific mitzvahs, which have an even more powerful effect that can impurify an object, not only through direct contact, but even indirectly when a person has sat down or lied down upon an object, and these objects were underneath, these objects also will become impure. These the Rambam calls the laws of Metame Mishkav Umeshav, that they can impurify as a result of lying or sitting. Any of these four people who is in such an impure state can render the object underneath them impure, and not only render the object impure, but render the object an av hatuma. It itself will become a source of impurity and be capable of conveying this impurity further. Nida, a woman who is in her menstrual period, is the first of these four types of people, or people in a condition which will cause this impurity to be spread. A second category is a woman in child after childbirth, a yeldis. A third category is a zava, again a woman. In this case, a woman who is experiencing unnatural bleeding at an abnormal time. The fourth category is only in the case of a man, a zav, a man who has experienced an unnatural emission from his reproductive organs. Any of these four have the same law, will render objects with this degree of impurity. Why is it that these four categories have been singled out to be Metame Mishkav Umeshav, to have a unique ability to convey impurity? In the case of a Zava and a Zav, these are both unnatural conditions, unnatural physical conditions, and therefore we could understand why they should be able to convey such a unique form of impurity. But why should we find the same thing by a Nida and a Yeldis? These are naturally occurring conditions. One explanation, in the case of a Nida, is something we mentioned on another occasion, that a woman who experiences menstrual bleeding has in a way emitted from her body something which had the capability of creating life. That impurity in the Torah is very often connected with a lack of life. The ultimate source of impurity is a dead body. So too, the impurity of the metzeda, a person with discolored skin, is when the skin has turned white, which is explained in Hasidic philosophy as being caused by a withdrawal of life, that the blood which carries the life throughout the body has been withdrawn from this patch of skin, and as the blood is withdrawn, only a white color is remained. So so too the impurity conveyed by a man who has emitted semen, the semen is capable of creating life. Therefore, again, life has been lost, or at least the potential for life. So too in the case of a nida, a woman who is experiencing her menstrual cycle has had the capability that month of creating a human being. Since she has not become pregnant, therefore these bodily fluids are emitted, and this which had previously a potential for the creation of life is no longer capable of sustaining life. Therefore this is in a way also a kind of absence of life. At least the potential of life has now been lost. Therefore it is also a strong degree of impurity. And in the case of the woman, the potential is even stronger than that of a man. Since the woman's contribution to the creation of the child is not only in the potential, but also in the actual physical growth of the child, that this blood would have become the actual flesh and blood of the child. Therefore, she herself would be getting more credit, so to speak, more participation in the creation of the child. So too, when the potential for childbirth is lost, at least in this particular cycle, the impurity is therefore also of a higher degree. How does this apply to the idea of a yoldis? This is a woman who already has given birth. This we will discuss, God willing, in tomorrow's portion. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.